From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A strong earthquake struck Nepal early Tuesday afternoon, shaking a country that's still dealing with the devastating quake that hit less than 2 weeks ago. The International Organization for Migration said four people were killed in the town of Chatura, where several buildings collapsed. Meanwhile, the U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude quake was centered about 80 kilometers east of the capital of Kathmandu. Within an hour, six aftershocks hit the area, with the strongest magnitude at 6.3. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to talk about Syria, Ukraine, and Iran in a fresh push to use political dialogue to tackle key global issues. Their meeting Tuesday in the coastal city of Sochi comes after months of increasing tensions between Washington and Moscow. Mary Alice Salinas reports.
Secretary Kerry's meeting with President Putin and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, is meant to shift the focus to diplomatic dialogue and maintain open lines of communication, says State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
I think given where we are in Syria and the fact that we believe that we need to get back to some sort of political transition dialogue, that we believe we need to get back to a diplomatic process, that we haven't seen a lot of movement there in the past month.
Harf says the two sides will talk about rising violence in Syria, the approaching deadline of the Iran nuclear agreement, and rising tensions between the West and Russia over Moscow's actions in eastern Ukraine. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the State Department.
This is VOA News. Warring sides in Yemen are due to put down their arms late Tuesday and begin observing a five-day ceasefire in order to allow badly needed humanitarian aid to reach civilians inside the country. Houthi rebels, government forces, and the Saudi-led coalition that has been conducting airstrikes for the past 6 weeks in Yemen have all pledged to observe the truce, but there is no guarantee that it would take hold, with heavy fighting continuing through Monday. Ahead of the ceasefire deadline, the UN humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, pleaded with all parties to halt the violence and let aid workers deliver food, provide medical care, and ensure access to clean water, as well as allow people to escape to safer areas. French President François Hollande has urged the United States on Monday to end its five-decade-long trade embargo on Cuba, while pledging his country's continued support as the nation reforms its economy. Mr. Hollande arrived in Havana Monday, becoming the first Western leader to visit Cuba since President Raul Castro and U.S. President Barack Obama announced last December that they would seek to end more than five decades of Cold War-related bitterness. The White House is dismissing speculation that the absence of most Gulf Arab leaders at Thursday's summit at Camp David in Maryland is a snub and will put a damper on talks. Saudi Arabia announced on Sunday that King Salman will not take part as planned, citing the ongoing conflict in Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey reports.
The Saudi king's absence at the upcoming summit dominated Monday's White House briefing, where Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters it was not related to any Saudi concerns about the agenda at Camp David.
The feedback that we've received from the Saudis has been positive.
Of the six participating nations, only the emirs of Kuwait and Qatar will be present. Bahrain, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Oman will be sending senior officials and not heads of state. Saudi Arabia is sending its crown prince and deputy crown prince, who is the country's defense minister, in King Salman's place. Aru Pandey, the White House.
Indonesian authorities have intercepted another boat full of migrants and refugees from Myanmar and Bangladesh as Southeast Asian officials continue to struggle to deal with thousands of Rohingya Muslims apparently abandoned at sea by people smugglers. Indonesia's Navy stopped the boat late on Monday off the coast of North Aceh and provided food, water, and medical supplies to those on board before sending them on their way, according to a Navy spokesman. The spokesman said the migrants were not trying to land in Indonesia. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.